And welcome back to Purple Passion, Brent, Brad, Stan, and Q. And we're talking records. Records are meant to be broken, and some may be broken this weekend. Mm. By the way, before we get into the NFL records, a couple for the Ravens. They could set the all-time record for points in a season. They're only 10 off. All you have to do is get 11 there. And turnovers, they only have 15. That's five from their previous best of 20. So a couple of records for the Ravens to keep an eye on Sunday. All right, records around the NFL. Let's start first with the most rushing yards. One, everybody's really watching Adrian Peterson, who has 1898. He's looking to chase down Eric Dickerson, who has 2,105. Will he get it done?
No.
Okay. They're trying to go to the playoffs. I know that they've been riding Adrian Peterson. We talked about the quarterback play and how fabulous it was. Well, he doesn't have a quarterback. Christian Ponder, they put eight guys in the box, and they dare stop number 28. I think he absolutely gets the record. I think he will be motivated.
Well, he got more than enough the last time they played the Packers. Right. He had a 200-yard game against them. So I'd like to see it broken. But really, the record is O.J. Simpson, 2,000 yards in 14 games.
Thank
so
you.
That's the real record. Yeah.
And he had, 200 yards rushing in the final two games of that season to get 2,000 yards. Yeah. That's spectacular.
And I think, if my math is correct, 207 yards is what Adrian Peterson needs. All right, most 100 yards receiving games. All right, Calvin Johnson last week, we thought it might take 2 weeks. 1 week, he set the all-time record for a single season in receiving yards. Could he pass Michael Irvin? They both have 11 100-yard receiving games this season. Can he get his 12th this week?
Yes.
He'll get it. You're playing against the Chicago Bears. I know the Chicago Bears, they're looking to try to make the playoffs. I think they would have 9-6, but I think he'll absolutely get it. Listen, he's their go-to guy, period. And they feed him the ball, and they feed him the ball. The problem is he only has five TDs. So once he gets into the red zone, that's where they struggle. Matthew Stafford has done a poor job of feeding him the rock when it matters the most.
The original Megatron.
The problem is they only have four wins. The problem is they only have four wins as a team.
Right.
And who cares? I mean, records.
You can go for records now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Wins. They're anticlimactic. What they did last week is just kept throwing him the ball until he broke the record. And I imagine they'll do it again this week.
Right.
Why not?
And they were getting blown out of Atlanta. All that Atlanta did was play zone, and so he's going to catch all those underneath routes, and he's big and fast and strong, and as Charles Tillman said, the LeBron James of the NFL, so he's going to get a yards, he's going to break the record. And
so
again,
he's like LeBron when he's with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Breaking records, no championships. All right, most sacks in a season. Michael Strahan with 22.5 has the record. J.J. Watt at 20.5, and Alvin Smith at 19.5. Can one of these guys get it done? They're right on the heels.
Man, both of them may get it done. They may break it and then break each other's record in the same day, because we've seen Alden have games where he has four and five sacks. Yep. We know what J.J. can do. Two sacks. We all remember Brett Favre kind of laid down against Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
And because, it was kind of what it was. But I would like to see J.J., two young talents, both of them second-year players that are going to be forcing his league for a long time.
We talked about J.J. Watt as maybe being Defensive Player of the Year earlier this year, and he's lived up to it.
Absolutely has. I mean, the way he even bats balls down, I think that he's so disruptive. They're also looking to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So I know it's not going to be a scenario where he's going to rest himself. He's going to go out there and play hard against Andrew Luck and the Colts.
All right, let's speak of Andrew Luck and talking about rookie quarterbacks. The next three, all about rookie quarterbacks having incredible seasons. Highest passer rated by a rookie. Right now, RG3 and Russell Wilson are on the heels of Ben Roethlisberger. Matter of fact, RG3 at 104.1 would easily run away with the record.
Stan and I saw him up close and personal, and when we were sitting there watching, I just marveled at how accurate he was running the option. Not only was he running it correctly, but then at the same time, when it came to play action, going over the middle, just throwing it in tight windows and just, doing what he wanted to do, looking like he was a 10th or 12th year guy, and this is his first year. I was highly impressed by the way he had such command of his offense and the poise in which he displayed it against the Ravens.
Decision-making, too, seems
just
to be
top notch.
I'm most highly impressed with the type of person he is, the type of man he is. You know about the comments the ESPN guy made. He was just above that. Yes. He to me is just a class guy. And so I'd like to see him break it. And plus the fact that his running on top of the passer rating is just an unbelievable rookie year.
How about most touchdown passes by a rookie right now? Russell Wilson at 25, Peyton Manning has the record of 26. Ooh. You think that he could probably do this?
Yeah, there you go. They're going to need to win it, and I think Russell's going to get this one. I mean, another one of my dynamic stories of the season. 25 about to be break Peyton Manning's record, considering he was, you know, 75th pick in the draft. You know, no one expected him to do what he did coming out of Wisconsin, and you know, just having a great year guiding a team in the Great Northwest to you know another playoff and making plays for being an undersized quarterback.
Undersized.
What about most completions for a rookie? This is Andrew Luck at 325. The record's 354 by Matthew Stafford. So he's got a little work to do this week, but certainly attainable.
Well, they're gonna need him to be on his game because you're going against the Houston Texans. And again, this will help you as far as your playoff medal is concerned. I think that you know, when you got guys like Reggie Wayne to throw the ball to, for me, it's about his decision making. I think as far as having to do an awful lot for a team with the Chuck Pagano scenario, with Bruce Arians coming in to help you, but also having to be the head coach, you know, that was a phenomenal job by Andrew Luck.
Real quick, Twitter question two for this segment. Which NFL record not in jeopardy of being broken this Sunday? Out of all the ones we just talked about, is there one that is a lock to hold?
The Dickerson's. Dickerson's record. Yeah, because there's no way. 207 yards is long, and I don't care. The other team, if I'm the other team's defensive coordinator, I don't care if the quarterback throws for 400 yards. Yeah. I am not letting him break that rushing record on my team.
I think it'll be hard for J.J. Watt to get three sacks in a game. That's pretty strong.
Real quick, as we head to break, and I'm going to ask the receiver, out of RG3, Wilson, and Luck, who would you take starting the team today?
I have to take RG3. I think he does more.
We'll take a break. We're going to talk about the Ravens and Bengals and some other big games with playoff implications on the other side here on Purple Passion.